is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States plans to deploy 3,000 troops to fortify NATO forces in Eastern Europe, surrounding fears Russia could invade Ukraine, the Pentagon said Wednesday. About 1,000 U.S. troops stationed in Germany will be moved eastward to Romania, while 2,000 more will deploy to Poland and Germany from the United States, reportedly from Fort Bragg military base in North Carolina. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby says these are not permanent moves.
They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They're going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
Kirby says U.S. President Joe Biden has been clear the U.S. will respond to the growing threat to Europe's security and stability. The Biden administration says it has endorsed more diplomatic negotiations after Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. and its allies of ignoring Russia's top security demands. Putin added that Moscow is still open for more talks with the West on easing soaring tensions over Ukraine. Tuesday's comments are his first about the crisis in more than a month. Rocket artillery units of the armed forces of the Ukraine conducted a training session near the de facto border with Crimea Sunday. According to a lieutenant general in Ukraine, the training showed, quote, the readiness of Ukrainian servicemen to respond in time, end quote, to any aggression. Russia is demanding that NATO promise never to allow Ukraine to join the alliance and to stop the deployment of NATO weapons near Russian borders and roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. NATO and the U.S. call those demands impossible. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson again faced calls to resign Wednesday during a weekly debate in the House of Commons, coming one day after his visit to Ukraine. In a heated first Prime Minister's questions since the publication of a partial report, which slammed failures at the top that led to Downing Street staff holding boozy parties while the country was in lockdown, Johnson faced attacks over the scandal from opposition lawmakers as he was quizzed over government tax plans. Scottish National Party leader Ian Blackford.
The Prime Minister is now a dangerous distraction at home and a running joke on the international stage. What does it tell the Prime Minister and the public that on the morning that he has returned from Ukraine, the chair of the Defence Select Committee has submitted a letter of no confidence in him?
Johnson has apologized and promised to overhaul his office and regain public trust, but his opponents call for him to resign for allowing staff to party while millions endured isolation to help curb the spread of COVID-19. Switzerland began easing its coronavirus pandemic restrictions Wednesday as fears waned that the spike in infection cases, fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant, would overwhelm the healthcare system. Quarantine rules and a work-from-home order will end Thursday, it said. It proposed further easing measures in consultations with regional authorities to run until February 9th. A final decision on how to proceed is due February 16th. Truck drivers who have been blockading downtown Ottawa for 6 days said Wednesday they had no intention of leaving the Canadian capital until the government scrapped COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Despite increasing complaints from residents about noise, pollution, and aggressive behavior from some truckers, Ottawa police have declined to end the protest, citing the risk of aggravating tensions. The demonstration began as a move to force the Liberal government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to drop a vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. It has since turned into a more populist anti-Trudeau movement. Forecasts say tropical cyclone Batsirai is increasing in intensity and is expected to pass north of the Indian Ocean island nation of Mauritius Wednesday evening and make landfall in central Madagascar Saturday afternoon. The Global Disaster Alert and Coordination System says Batsirai has been upgraded and classified as Category 4. The GDACS forecasts the cyclone has the potential to intensify in the next 48 hours. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And more. Music and more.
Music and more.